Sixers Station.
Here's TJ with it up top to Joel. He's going to fake a three. Sabonis gets into the air. Joel goes around that, puts it in, and a foul. And Embiid extends his arm and tells the crowd, let me hear you.
Well, 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 Joel Embiid is back in the fold. He made quite a statement this afternoon down at the center, and the Sixers did the same, especially defensively in that second half. Hi, everybody. I am D-Line. I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers 106-89 winners over the Indiana Pacers. They trailed by 8 at the break, and then they came out in the third quarter, held the Pacers to 11 third-quarter points. The Pacers 3 of 23 in that third quarter. And then they outscored Indiana 34-19 in the fourth to now go to 42-25 on the year. That is the identical record of the Indiana Pacers as well. But because the Sixers hold the tiebreaker, they are now sitting in the third seed in the Eastern Conference playoff standings with 15 games to play. So there was a lot of worrying, I would call it, over the last prior to today, 8 games that Joel Embiid had missed because of tendonitis in his knee. And when was he coming back? What would he be like? When are these guys going to get together? How will they mesh? And I think the biggest thing you see is the fact that Indiana was 31 of 83. They shot 37% from the floor. They only had 5 made three-pointers. The Sixers out-rebounded them 52-44. All of these numbers point to Joel Embiid's presence. He had 33 points, 12 rebounds. He was 11 of 15 at the line, 2 steals, 5 personal fouls. He was in foul trouble. I thought it was interesting because he had 3 personal fouls. And then Brett Brown put him back in there in that second quarter. He put him back in with about 5:30 to play. And I thought to myself, well, he could pick up a fourth. And I thought it was good that Brett Brown said afterwards he really wasn't concerned about, he trusts Embiid defensively. He was more concerned that he might pick up a foul by getting a charge at the offensive end. But the most important part was for him to get back out there, get playing time under his belt. He played 28 minutes. He thought he was only going to play 24. And they started out throwing him in short spurts, 4-minute spurts. I thought, I was down there, and I thought for the first half he looked lethargic, and I thought they as a group did. But as the game went on, he definitely got better, and he didn't miss a beat. He looked every bit as good as he was before the All-Star break when we last saw him play against the New York Knicks. The last time he had a 30-point game was against the Celtics right before the All-Star break when he had 37. So Joel Embiid is back. I guess the question for everybody out there, there's 15 games to go. If you were concerned, did this one performance by Embiid and company put you at ease? Do you feel confident and good about where this team will be and how they will play for the final 15 games of the season? I think I heard Joel say in his post-game comments that maybe he'll miss a game between now and the postseason, but that he just wants to be right when the playoffs roll around. They are in that third seed I mentioned. They will play the Cleveland Cavaliers on Tuesday, and then they will entertain the Sacramento Kings on Friday. They are 6-4 in their last 10, but again, today was the first game that Embiid has played in the last. He missed the 8 prior to today. And they are now 6-4 in the last 10. So are you at ease? And the other thing, I think we learned a little bit about what Brett Brown has in store for his rotation, how he thinks his bench will play. You saw that Amir Johnson was the backup center to Joel Embiid. Now, I don't know Boban, if he's healthy, how that goes back. Does he go back to being the backup to Joel Embiid? Probably. But I will say this, Amir Johnson, he had 7 rebounds. I know for a lot of people it doesn't look pretty, but you can rely on him. He is steady, and he played 17 minutes when Embiid had to take a rest. We also saw if, in fact, it's Jonathan Simmons versus James Ennis. Right now, Ennis appears to be in the driver's seat. Simmons played only a minute. Ennis played 17. He was 2 of 5 from the floor. He did make a 3-pointer. He finished with 8 points. He was three of four at the foul line. So Ennis seems to be in there. Amir right now is in there. Mike Scott gives you defense for sure. And TJ McConnell is who he always is, the little pest that plays the backup point position. 610-632-0975. I'd love to hear from you. Did you watch the game? What were your takeaways? Again, I think it was a game that could really put people's troubles at ease, because Embiid let you know that, one, he is the centerpiece of this team. Two, he was just getting rested and taking care of his knee, taking care of his body. That is why he was sidelined. I actually thought that he would look more fatigued than he did. He definitely did in that first half. But by the time the second half rolled around, it was almost like he was playing himself into shape, so to speak. And it came fast and furious. I love that he got to the line. I think he makes other people's defensive mistakes go to the side. I think his presence alone defensively helps this team so much. And so if you really were struggling with what they look like in his absence, and if you were questioning Brett Brown, which a lot of people were, do those things all quiet down for you right now because of today's performance against a talented Indiana team? I know they don't have Victor Oladipo. I know they shot horrific in that third quarter, but a lot of that has to do with the Sixers' defense, and Embiid certainly troubled their big men. I think Bogdanovich had 18 points, I believe, at the half, and he finished with 18. I'll have to double check what he did in the second half. 610-632-0975. I am D. Lineham. I am with you until 9 o'clock. So let's talk about this. We'll go to Asher in Lakewood. Asher, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
To be pretty, just smash mouth basketball. That's the way they're going to win. That's the way they could beat the Houstons and the Golden States. They got to go up strong. They got to fight for every rebound. And that's the way they're going to win.
Absolutely. So were you questioning who they were going to be? And was Embiid's presence enough to, you know, settle things down for you, in your opinion?
I think, yeah. But I also think Jimmy Butler and some of those other guys, their biggest strength is to go strong. They don't play pretty. They play strong. They play tough. And they got to keep doing that. They're trying to copy the Golden States and the Houstons. It's not their style.
Yeah, no, it isn't. I mean, the way they do like to play, they spread it out, and they space is key for these guys. Now, I agree with you that Jimmy likes to put it on the floor. He wasn't a big offensive force today, but I think Embiid was the man, and they played off of him.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But I do like one thing that Butler always does usually does. He gets the line, and today he was 6 of 6 at the line. So to me, he finished with 12 points. He played 31 minutes. I just like seeing them look like a cohesive unit.
Yeah, cohesive unit. I'm playing tough.
Yep.
I'm playing good defense like Jimmy Butler plays.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, holding them to 37% was outstanding.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right, Asher. Thank you. Have a great night. Yeah, I hear what he says, like physical basketball. Certainly that's how Indiana likes to play, and they did do that. I thought Sabonis was no contest in trying to guard Joel Embiid at all. I think Embiid just took it to people. And again, he finished with 33 points on 11 of 21 shooting. 610-632-0975. We go to Evan and Maniunk. Evan, thank you for calling 97.5.
Hello?
Hello, Evan.
Hey, thanks, D. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, who do they draw now at the 3 seed? Who would be their first round matchup as is?
Right in this moment, the Pistons. Pistons won today.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think to answer your question about, like, are you more at ease, I think the win over Indiana doesn't put me as much at ease as it does that now that they're in third and they won't draw Boston in the first round or something like that.
Everybody's afraid of Boston. I say bring them on if it has to be.
I think I'd be more at ease if they picked up a win against Boston, Milwaukee, or Toronto than Indiana currently without Oladipo. So I think not beating Indiana didn't put me completely at ease, but putting us in third put me more at ease.
I got you. Well, I actually think there's really three races happening in the East. I think Toronto and Milwaukee are battling it out for 1-2, but right now Milwaukee has a 2.5 game lead. And then you have the Sixers, Pacers, and Celtics all battling it out for 3-4-5. And then the bottom three are the Pistons, Nets, and Heat. And that could go, I actually don't think the Heat can move up. They're three back of the seventh seed. I mean, they can, but we're running out of time is my point. So I think you have, I think you have three races there. And I think the Sixers can maintain being third. And I think that would have them either playing the Pistons or the Nets.
Yeah, I agree. And then I definitely, in terms of like the top two teams, I would prefer, I think it's best interest of the Sixers for Milwaukee to be the one seed, because I personally would rather play Toronto in the second.
In the second round. Yeah, I hear you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, I appreciate it, Evan. Have a great day. Or evening. I guess it's evening now. Great Sunday. Yeah, and this is the fun part of looking at the conference standings now, because it is only 15 games to play. And, you know, you'll start to look at, I mean, they could slip back into the fourth. I mean, right now they're tied for third, but they have the tiebreaker and they are one in front of the Celtics, and the Celtics have won three in a row. Kyrie was huge last night, and they've done that all on the West Coast trip. 610-632-0975. Clyde is with us in Florida. Clyde, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
What's going on, D? Big fan of yours.
Thank you, Clyde.
I don't want us to take pressure off of Brett Brown, because Joel hides his mistakes really well just because of how dominant he is. But that doesn't mean that Brett wasn't making the same mistakes. So his rotations were still horrible. I mean, we have, you know, Mike Scott and number 11, what's his name?
James Ennis
on the floor at the same time. That shouldn't happen.
Well, why not? You can't have two guys from your bench on the floor?
Yeah, but not those two guys. I mean, but they kind of cancel each other out, especially with Joel and Amir playing. Mike Scott is playing the four. He's too small to play the four, especially against Bogdanovich.
Well, I'm just going to say this. He was a plus 20 today in his 25 minutes, so he must have been doing something right defensively.
Yeah, it's nothing against him specifically. I'm talking about the rotations themselves. The rotations have been bad. But when Joel goes out there and erases on the defensive end, goes out there and can just throw the ball down to him in the post and get all those fouls, it erases a lot of the problems that Brett Brown has coaching. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
The only play that we really run is the dribble handoff that people are blowing up now. And then after that, it's just one-on-one ball, hoping that either Toby or Jimmy can get a shot up.
Well, that's untrue. They come off screens and whatnot. It is a motion offense, absolutely, but it is an isolation.
Oh, we get stuck, when the ball gets stuck in isolation, you know, late in the shot clock, just because all we're doing is motion. We don't have any other plays. We don't have any major pick and roll that's working, at least.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, and I don't see it quite the same as you, but I appreciate your... Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it, Clyde. Have a great night.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
All right, you too. I mean, I think we're oversimplifying it, that they absolutely like to space and pace is what they do. And yes, dribble handoff is a lot of it, but the ball does move. I wanted to see how many assists they had today. They had 24 assists. I like it better when they get up towards 30, but it was a lower scoring game. They only scored 106 points and they shot 44% from the floor. But I think the fact that they are top three in assists in the league says to me the ball doesn't get stuck very often. And I think it's bodies are moving and the ball is moving. That's the key to who they are offensively. And I think when you welcome Joel back, you're trying to throw it to him in the post and him get to the line like he did for 15 free throw attempts. So I think some of that was welcoming him back to the fold. 610-632-0975. Chris is with us. Chris from Plymouth Meeting. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Dean, my dad and I are headed back from the game. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good crowd down there.
Hey, thank you. First of all, real quick, Phillies update.
Yes.
Before the Machado signing, I told you if the Phillies signed them both, I'd buy a full plan. And if they signed one, I'd get a partial plan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I bought my partial plan an hour and a half after they signed Bryce.
I heard it was hard to get through on the phone.
I didn't have too much trouble, but it was nice to do it. At the game today, three thoughts.
Yes.
One, Embiid does not get enough credit for his foul shooting. He is just so money at the line.
He is. I think he does. I think people give him credit for being a good free throw shooter as a big man.
Fair enough. Second comment, I don't know why Indiana took so few three-pointers, especially early. I don't know if it was the setup Brown had on defense or what, but especially with Embiid playing well inside, that was just the Sixers beat them in part because they weren't taking the threes that I thought they were a good three-point shooting team.
Yeah, they come into the game, they were shooting 38%, and they average, you're right, 25.5, and they only took 16 total today. So you are correct, that was much. They don't make a lot, though. I mean, that's lower than what others do. They make 9.6.
Okay, all right.
That's a good observation by you.
Thank you. The other thing was, and you were at the game, so maybe you noticed it, J.J. Redick and Butler seem to be having a couple of, I don't want to say squabbles, but times where they couldn't quite agree, even on little things like who'd stand at the foul line when we were shooting a foul, and a couple of times just like kind of, they seem to be out of sync in terms of who was going to go where for the start of a play. Did you notice that?
I didn't, but I probably wasn't focused on it because I was watching Embiid. I was only there for the first half so that I could get back to the studio, but I will say this. Both of those guys are very strong-minded. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yes.
And I think because JJ has been struggling, there's no two ways about it. Now, is that only because Embiid has been out? I'm not sure. I mean, he shot 3 of 8 today. He had 9 points. But he's had a stretch here of, you know, not shooting the ball well. And I think sometimes that comes out in his body language right now. And then a Jimmy Butler, people are talking like, you know, ooh, he's too passive. I don't know if that's by his design, that he's just trying to fit in or let everybody else do what they need to do. And then if you need him, he's there. So I do agree with you that there's probably something to them wanting it all to work, not just between the two of them, but that they're looking for this cohesive unit to show itself.
Okay. Well, you know, and Butler, I think you said it 3 or 4 assists, but I think he had a lot of plays where he got the pass before the assist.
Sure.
And I think he was giving the ball to people in good places.
Sure. And that's like they don't do it, but the hockey assist, he probably was more involved than the 4 that he was given credit.
Yep. Well, good show. It's always good to hear you.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris. And enjoy those Phillies games that you have coming. Yeah. I do remember that. He said if they got both of them, he was going to go buy season tickets. But he did. He was a man of his word. He went down and got a partial when they signed Bryce.
All right. Let's go, Phillies.
Let's go, Phillies. How many days till opening day? I have to look that up on the calendar. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the Sixers and the fact that they are now 42-25 after beating the Indiana Pacers 106-89 today down at the center. And really, over the last probably 2 weeks, we've been pointing to this game because once Joel was out and sitting and kept missing games, I knew when he didn't go on the most recent road trip, I was like, he's not getting on a plane and meeting them in Houston. So I circled this as the day he would come back. And then when I saw Amir Johnson down in the G League last night, I was like, well, he has to be playing because Amir wouldn't come down to the G League. And as it turned out, Amir played today also. He got the backup minutes at the 5 position, played 17 minutes and had 7 rebounds. But Joel Embiid with 33 points, 12 rebounds in 28 minutes, just a solid, solid effort. And I love maybe my best thing on his stat line is that he only took 2 3-pointers. He didn't make either one of them, but it was the low number that I like. Only took 2. We go to Dominic in South Philly. Dominic, thank you for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how you doing today? Always great to hear you on the weekend.
Thank you very much, sir.
I always tell you, make my work day whenever I work on the weekend go by beautifully.
Are you still working tonight?
Yeah. I actually a little late tonight. So,
oh, okay.
You and Devon are two of my favorites, so I love when you guys are on and when the games are on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, a few callers ago, that's when you know the guy who's calling all really griping about Brett Brown on a day like today. I mean, listen, does he have shortcomings? Yes. Does he have some things that I want to see him tweak? And if you want to be honest, he has been tweaking. The dribble handoffs, I don't see as much. He is running a bit more pick and roll.
He is for Tobias and Butler, yep.
Yeah. So if you don't notice those nuances of a game, I'm sorry, buddy, you're kind of a moron. His friggin' substitutions today were fine. This is the first time in weeks that he's had this whole unit together.
Exactly.
He's trying to see what works. And it's not like you have Redick and McConnell and Korkmaz out on the court together. If you have Ennis and Scott, there's nothing wrong with it.
There isn't.
Defensive players who have length with other guys who could score. So that shows that that's just a guy who's a hater. And I'm sorry, I hate that. It gets me nuts. He's a moron. He's an idiot as a sports fan. Because just because you don't like the guy, you're not actually saying, look, the guy called a good game today.
Right.
So their biggest problem, as far as I'm concerned, is defensively. And when they can do what they did in the second half and play defense like they did, they should be a top five defensive team, although they are, I think, 12th. They have the pieces because you have three defensive guys individually that are way above average, and Tobias Harris is decent. So for people to say Redick should come off the bench, this and that, there's no need for that.
And Embiid makes a lot of those kind of mistakes. They don't show themselves as clearly as when he was out.
Right. So I think that the defense, if it could play like it did in the second half of this game, that's the defense that I've expected from these guys. But you can't really see anything without them out there. So let's listen. I'm no Brown apologist. But if he doesn't make it out of the second round, then let's cry. The guy won 52 games last year. It's the first time he's really got a cohesive unit. Let's see what happens.
I agree. I mean, and the other thing I tell everybody, they're not changing it now. So, you know, sit back. You can take notes and you can have them ready for when it's all done, whenever that is this spring. But this is it. So you might as well root for a good rotation, a good cohesive unit, and a healthy group. And, you know, go into the postseason trending upwards. That's what you hope for.
And that's what I really believe is going to happen with this team. And I think we're going to make a run to the finals. So, Jay, you're the best.
I like it. I like it, Dominic. A run to the finals. All right. Have a great rest of Sunday.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling 97.5. He's right. Dominic is absolutely correct. The defense in the second half. Pacers, 3 of 20 in the third, 6 of 18 in the fourth. And by the way, in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid was 6 of 6 from the floor and 6 of 7 at the foul line. He had 18 points in that fourth quarter before finishing with 33. And if you didn't hear me earlier, they outscored the Pacers 34-19 in the fourth, and they held them to only 11 points in that third quarter. So I think defensively, you have to just say, okay, and maybe it isn't just his presence. Maybe Embiid, with him out there, everybody just digs in a little deeper because they know they have a rim protector behind them. And it's not because Embiid like is out there blocking shots left and right. It's more because he hedges, he takes a step. If you need help, he does come over, but doesn't leave his guy totally abandoned. He just makes everybody else's defense better. All right, let's 610-632-0975. I go to Roy in New Hampshire. Roy, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, man, it's great to talk to you. The previous caller kind of stole my thunder because I was calling about the defense as well, and that's my biggest issue with Brett Brown. It's really only two. One is that I don't think he stresses defense enough, and two, he doesn't pull the reins of Ben Simmons when he gets turnover prone. Now, I mean, but today Ben played pretty good. He didn't have a high turnover game. I remember when Billy Cunningham was the coach and Andrew Toney, and Billy Cunningham would always get in Andrew Toney's face when he started doing something wrong. And I guess that's the kind of coach that I would like to see get. But I don't think Brett Brown needs to be run out of town. But at the same time, he's got to turn his defense. The team has to play better defensively in the playoffs. Definitely.
Well, they did. Yeah, I think they played good defense today. Would you agree with that?
Right. Yeah.
And to your point about Ben, he had one turnover today. So, I mean, the other night he had seven. That is atrocious and drives me crazy, too. So, I thought as a group, they only turned it over 13. That's one of their better performances in terms of taking care of the ball. And I think in terms of defense, it's not that, because believe me, Brett talks about defense all the time. Now, you may not like his philosophy, and for me, sometimes it's hard because they switch everything on the perimeter. And sometimes I think it looks like guys are a step behind because they are doing that. With Embiid out there, I think the communication defensively is much better because he is making sure people know, you know, switch. He's calling it for them.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this. My final question is this. Yes. Do you think Jimmy Butler has totally bought into the system, to being in Philly and playing with these guys? Do you think he's really bought into that?
That's a very, very good question, Roy. I would say I think everybody likes winning. And when it's good, you can't complain. I'm not sure. I know that he literally called what they do defensively here like learning a foreign language for him, because it is completely different than where he has played before. Now, keep in mind, he's been with Thibodeau most of the time, so it was Tibbs' style, and it's very different than what they do here. So to ask, is he totally bought in? I think he wants to, but I'm not sure he's sold on that this is a winning way of playing defensively. That's how I would say it.
Right, right.
All right.
All right, good. Well, good talking to you, Dave.
You too, Roy. Take care. Have a great Sunday.
All right.
Thanks for calling 975 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. I am D-Line, and we're talking about the Sixers picking up win number 42, their 26th win at home, earlier today at the Wells Fargo Center against the Indiana Pacers. Coming back to Drew and Andy on the other side, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic's Mike Missanelli Show talks with Bryce Harper at Philly Spring Training in Clearwater, Florida.
Have you appreciated the magnitude of what your presence has meant to this city? When that signing came down, you flipped the town like upside down.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to show how good the fan base is. Being able to play in a city that cares about their sports and live and die by their sports, and, you know, they win and lose with us, and they go on the ride with us all year long.
Want to hear the entire conversation? It's posted at 97.5thefanatic.com. We're talking Philly's baseball on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports better. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens, crystal clear, action comes alive right at you. It's awesome. Plus, they got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Lee Erickson with a Fanatic Ski Report. Visit train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. We just had one of our best weeks of the entire season on the slopes. As we head into this weekend, we can be confident of deep, complete coverage and some great surfaces. We'll begin the weekend with a nice burst of sunshine. Spring Mountain enjoys 7 runs as they cruise till 9. Bear Creek, all 23 trails and 10 lanes of fun fast tubing. Shawnee Mountain rides all 23 trails. Blue Mountain, 38 runs, including the intermediate Dreamweaver. Big Boulder, 16 trails and light shine until 10.
What good is making more memories if you are the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Speaker.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head, so you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched The Net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Rainer Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RainerServicesNJ.com for information.
Sports Talk for Willingboro and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Do you want to bid on some incredible once-in-a-lifetime items to benefit the Sixers Youth Foundation? Now you can. Go to SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction and check out the items up for bid. The silent auction is open until 9 p.m. Monday night and features more than 100 items, including studio sit-in with 97.5 The Fanatic's Mike Missinelli, meet and greet with Dr. J, Allen Iverson, and General Manager Elton Brand, take a flight in a fighter jet, opportunity to ring the ceremonial Liberty Bell before a future 76ers home game, and so much more. So go to SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction. All right, let's get right back to the phones. We've been talking about the Sixers. They won today. Joel Embiid back after missing 8 games with tendonitis in his knee. Played 28 minutes. If you want to say he started slow, he certainly got better as the game went on. And by the time he got to the fourth quarter, he scored 18 points in that fourth quarter. He finished with 33 and 12 rebounds. He was 11 of 15 at the foul line and 11 of 21 from the floor. I thought he was fantastic, and I think his presence defensively made the whole group look better. They held the Pacers to 89 points and 37% shooting from the floor. We go to Andy in Philly. Andy, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Dave, like father, like daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was at the game. And you know what? They needed this game unbelievably. But the couple things, how many turnovers did they have this year, today?
13.
You know what?
That number's not bad.
Well, okay, it wasn't that bad. But I got to say this.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, first half shooting was driving me nuts.
Well, the first half, yes, you had every reason to. They were down 8 at the half.
Right.
Yes.
And they were 37%, okay? And all those close shots, they got to get the close shots, you know?
I mean,
that's what they got to do. I mean, it's we talk about it all the time. Turnovers, close shots, all these things.
Well, the first half they shot 44% from the field. They only made 4 threes in the first half.
And I heard it was 38.
No, I'm looking at it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, the first half turnovers probably looked worse because they had 9 in the first half, 4 in the second half.
Yeah, and I got to say this. Okay, first of all, I got to give Amir Johnson a lot of credit.
Yep.
Going down to the G League and trying, okay? And everybody's complaining about the bench. Let me tell you something. You look at Scott. You look at
Ennis.
You look at Ennis. You even looked at, all of them. They made a contribution. They made it where it needed to be. You know, you look at these 4 games. We went 4-4 while Joel was out.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know what? Hopefully he's back. And he looked labored. He really did.
Well, I agree with you. I think that always when he misses games, and I think big people in particular, big men in this game, when they come back from any layoff, they seem to be more laborious than if a smaller guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
All right.
Okay. So, I mean, but you know what? Look, you know, we got the Cavs. We should do well with them. We got the Kings. That'll be a challenge.
And then have Milwaukee next Sunday.
Oh, well, that's going to be.
That'll
really tell where we are.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, and then Boston following.
I know. I got to see the Milwaukee game first, but I agree with you. Those are two
absolutely.
Big ones.
And by the way, like I say, like father, like daughter, I like your color analyst.
Thank
here
you.
Here and everywhere.
I appreciate it, Andy. Have a great Sunday. Great rest of Sunday. Yeah, I know, right? So let's just say Joel will have the Cavs game and the Kings game to kind of get himself in his real playing shape before he takes on the Greek Freak and Company next Sunday in Milwaukee. Big, big game then. 610-632-0975. Drew is with us in Westchester wanting to talk about the Sixers.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just getting ready to watch a little hockey. The Penguins are drumming on playing the Bruins.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So yeah, no, woohoo, man. Big game for Joel, man. Welcome back to him.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he did look a little slow in the beginning, but I thought he came on huge in that fourth quarter.
Oh, my God.
And it was kind of like a weird... like a reversal of games for us, because usually we kind of go off to the big leads in the first quarter, second quarters,
and then we slow it down. Yeah.
This is like a complete reversal.
Is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know,
to
close it out, 72-70 it was at the end of the third, and then they outscored 34-19. So to take it to them on your home floor at the end of the game with your welcoming your best player back, I thought was outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, we're down 14 at one point, so for us to be able to come back and keep our heads in it, I was getting a little skeptical there myself. I was starting to flip to some other college basketball, and then I came back and saw we had tied it up 77, and it was like, whoa, okay, we're back in this. Okay, something changed here. But I'm a little concerned about Jimmy Butler. You know, I mean, I would say he seems disinterested, but it just seems like we could be getting more out of him.
Yeah,
I mean, his defense has been doing. I mean, he's been playing all right on the defensive side of things, but I really want to see him starting to shoot the ball more.
He only had 8 field goal attempts today. Now, but the only thing I will say is when Joel is going like he was today, and he had 21 field goal attempts, I think everybody kind of takes a little bit of a hit because he's got it going on.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I agree with you. There is a disinterested look to the way he is playing right now.
Yeah, and what that last caller said about Amir Johnson, I got to give him big props. I think he played great defense today, and it seems like he's really trying to work his butt off to try to, you know, make this team better, and I give him big props for his play today.
And you know what, Drew? I was saying all along that, because there was a good stretch he didn't play at all. He was just sitting on the bench. And I said, you know, in, just in case, he is their insurance policy. And sure enough, I mean, Jonah Bolden, I liked when he was getting some minutes in the absence of Joel. But if Brett Brown wants to know what is going to be my rotation, what can I count on when Embiid has to take a breather? And I think you're seeing that Amir will do what is necessary and you can trust it.
Yeah, no, that's big. And, you know, who knows what's going on with Boban. Hopefully he comes back soon. But no, it's good to see Amir playing well. And we got to hold on to that third seed. That's critical, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. That's why you have a big week with meaning you got to take care of the Cavs. The Kings will be a challenge, and then we'll see what happens with Milwaukee. But you'll be watching exactly what the Celtics and the Pacers are doing all along, whatever you're doing, because the three of you are kind of bunched up right now with 15 to go.
Yep. All right, Dee, always
Drew,
like talking to you.
Enjoy your hockey.
All right, thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Yeah, I mean, for instance, if you win those two, and let's just say at Milwaukee, that becomes a challenge and you lose that one. Now you're going to go and look and see, well, what did Boston do this week? Did they go 3-0 or 2-1? You know, it's going to be the same thing, and it'll be like that for a while. 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here on 97.5, the Fanatic. The Sixers beating the Indiana Pacers today. Joel Embiid welcomed back after missing 8 games because of the tendonitis in his knee. And actually, he seemed a little surprised at how he got better along the way. And he finished with 33 points, 12 rebounds in 28 minutes of work. He was outstanding in that fourth quarter when he scored 18 points and did not miss a field goal attempt. Coming back to Eric, Mark, and Reynolds on the other side, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy,
or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Let me tell you about the uncles. That's right, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They got the spring sales event going on right now. Get ready for spring weather in a new Jeep 4x4 or Ram pickup now, and you could save 30% on that new truck, van, or Jeep. That savings up to $15,000 only at Family. You'll get the lowest prices plus oil changes, state inspections, and a loaner card, no charge. It's the uncles that give you this incredible buying experience. Always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. That's why they've been down there for 3 generations. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer during the Jeep Freedom Days and save 30%. Always remember, you know, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yep, Family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
If you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. There are tons of sports to choose from, too. And FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere in Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Cray in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Here's a beat on a drive. 4-on-1 man. Left-hand layup good. He's done it again. An incredible drive by Joel Embiid. He's got 31 points in the game.
He had 31 points in the game at that point, and then he got another bucket before he went to the bench, knowing that the win was in hand. Sixers beating the Pacers 106-89. Joel Embiid, 33 points on 11 of 21 shooting. He also grabbed 12 rebounds, and he was the anchor of their defense. They held the Pacers to 3 of 20 shooting in that third quarter. The Pacers only scored 11 in the third. They had been up 8 at the break, and then they proceed to outscore Indiana by 15 in that final frame. Good stuff for the Sixers, who now are sitting in the third seed. Finally jumped up. They have identical record with the Pacers, but they hold the tiebreaker. They're currently 42-25. So we were talking a little about the, because now it gets fun. You're going to watch and see what you do versus the Celtics and the Pacers. So the Sixers have the Cavs on Tuesday, the Kings at home, both of these are at home, on Friday, and then at Milwaukee on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Celtics, who have won 3 in a row, they play at the Clippers tomorrow night. Then they will be home on Thursday against the Kings. So when the Sixers have the Kings on Friday, it'll be a back-to-back situation for them. The Boston has them on Thursday. And then Saturday, Boston entertains the Hawks. So they need more wins because they're a game behind the Sixers. But most importantly, the Sixers really want to maintain that third seed and avoid that 4-5 matchup altogether. We go to the phones. Reynolds has been patient. Reynolds is calling us from North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, thanks for taking the call. I'm heading back to North Carolina. Listen to the game. I was happy to hear that they turned it around.
Yes.
You know, that was good. You know, if they had lost, I really wouldn't have been freaking out.
Would have or would not have?
No, I would not have been.
Because it was Joel's first one back?
No, I think it's on the bottom line of everything, the common denominator, which gives me confidence in these guys, regardless of where they are now, is I look at their talent. I look at, they look like a bunch of guys committed to professionalism. And I feel like they have a coach who is committed to professionalism.
Well, I would agree with that. Yep. I think culture is a big thing for the whole organization.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm a big believer in culture, so I'm glad to hear you. I mean, you mentioned that. You know, I listen to the radio in Philadelphia, even though I'm down here in North Carolina, and I try not to blow with the wind and get upset or too down or get too high. But you know, it's one thing. You know, I like Brett Brown. You know, I look at, you know, there's no, it's no mistake that professionals know professionals, and they speak the same language, they have the same thoughts, and they're professionals for reasons. And you know, it's no mistake that Brett Brown was in Popovich's stable for so long, you know, because it wasn't just like, hey, man, carry the water. It was, he was bringing something to the table that allowed Popovich and his crew to win.
Yeah, it was and he was there a long time, 12 years.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a reason why guys are up in the 40th floor, and reason why guys are down in the mail office, the mail room. And this is the deal. You know, to be honest with you, I get so tired of the criticism. You know, the guys in the mail room think like, oh, the company's going to hell because today the mail was slow.
Right.
But what they're not seeing is the stock is going up. And I believe that with the Sixers, it continually moves in the right direction. And it's one thing to criticize and think, you know, man, you know, the company's going to hell because the mail is slow today. I'll use that illustration.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But the reality is that in the world, there's a big difference between people who can criticize and there are people who can build. And it's an art. Building is not something that happens over time. Just immediately. It happens, and it takes people who have vision and experience. And, you know, Brett Brown is a professional coach. I don't know who we're going to get that's better than this guy. Yes, I also give him the freedom to learn just as I give the team to learn.
I hear you, Reynolds, and I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest. Go ahead, last thought.
Yeah, one question. I want to ask your insight. Tell me a few of the assets that you think he's bringing to the table that are, you know, excellent and that you're not going to find elsewhere. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Absolutely. I'm not going to say you can't find it elsewhere. I do believe he is an excellent communicator. I think he genuinely enjoys coaching his players. And I think he's a pretty straight shooter when he talks about things. That's not to say that there aren't, you know, things that you would criticize. And for instance, the way a couple of those games ended, first of all, they got blown out against the Rockets. And the ending of the game against Chicago brought on a lot of criticism because clearly there was a lack of communication between Jimmy Butler and Mike Scott. And how, you know, unfortunately, that's your job as a coach to make sure everything has been communicated coming out of that timeout. So, but I do think he's a straight shooter. I think he has built something that's pretty good here. I think he does have talent. I think Elton Brand went and got him more talent. And I think he's done a good job. He is 42-25 with 15 games to go. They won 52 last year. And it's been pretty clear that they need to get out of the second round. And, you know, he'll do his best to do that. I think when he said he is using this regular season to get himself to having a team that plays their best come April, I believe he has absolutely tried to do that. And it's been, you know, a little difficult because you've added people late. It's basically, he's coached three different teams this season. The first he had Dario and Cove. Then he had, you know, Jimmy Butler, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala. And now he has Tobias and, you know, Ennis and Mike Scott. So, you know, it has been a challenge for him, and he has to answer that challenge, and I think he's done a pretty good job of it. 610-632-0975. Mark is with us in Olney. Mark, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how's it going?
It goes well.
When I look at this team, I see a team that's not going to get out the second round. They're not going to beat Toronto or Milwaukee, and it has nothing to do with Brett Brown's the coaching ability or lack thereof. They just don't have enough pieces. They don't have enough talent. And they don't have a shooting guard or a small forward off the bench who you can count on to score points. I mean, they got Mike Scott's about the only one who you could count on to knock down a three. Everybody else is just a person, just more or less a body. And as hard as Brett Brown could work to coach the team, you need players. You just need more scoring. And this team, on any given night, I mean, unless Embiid gets 50, I mean, it's going to be dependent upon J.J. Redick shooting. If he has a good shooting night, they could hang with most teams, but, you know, they're not going to beat those top teams. But if he has a poor shooting night, they could lose to Detroit or Brooklyn. So that's what I predict. I mean, I don't see him get down the second round, and it has nothing to do with Brett Brown not being a good enough coach. They just need more players. They need somebody else off the bench who can score.
Yeah, I hear you. I will say this. You can make your rotation. You can knock it down to 8, which a lot of people do when they get to the postseason, so that your scorers, there's always somebody from your starting 5 that is a scorer that's on the floor. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
two of your guys got to be out there, at least in the postseason. I will say this. You are correct. If J.J. does not come around sometime soon, that is a problem for them.
It's a problem. It's also a problem that Ben Simmons has a fear of shooting, and he cripples the team with his fear of taking a 10-foot shot that's open. I mean, you can pretty much predict when he comes down the fast break, he's going to pull up at the free throw line and look to make a pass.
Correct.
And that's just too predictable, and especially when you have shots in front of you that you got to take. So,
yeah,
you know, until they get past that, I mean, you got to overcompensate for Ben Simmons not shooting. And the only people that can do that in the starting 5 is Embiid and Redick. Anything else you get, Harris, yeah, he's a good player. But to win the championship, or to even get to the finals, I think this team is just lacking in scoring power.
Yep, I see what you're also saying about Simmons, because, you know, in the playoffs, people get back in transition, so you're not going to get the dunks that he had like today. He was 6 of 10 from the floor, but if I had a shooting chart, I'm going to guess that all of them were in the paint.
Yeah, he's a talented player, but quite frankly, this team would be better if we had Mike Conley at a point guard position, because the rebounds and such that you get from Ben, you want rebounds from other players. You don't need that from your point guard necessarily. You need him to be a floor general and be able to, you know, dribble in traffic, which Ben can't do, really. And you just need more from the point guard position in terms of scoring, quite frankly, and either scoring or assists. I mean, you got to get this from a point guard, and he's just crippling the team. And we don't have enough to compensate for it. I mean, we're a good team. I mean, I expect us to perhaps get past the first, you know, round, but the second round, we're not beating Toronto or Milwaukee, and it has nothing to do with Brett Brown not being a good coach.
All right, Mark, I appreciate the call, and I hear what he's saying about not having enough scoring power. We'll talk more about that and Ben Simmons on the other side. Sean, Jake, Eric, sit tight. We're coming to all of you when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, the rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5 The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
The new
Samsung Galaxy S10e phone has arrived at Sprint. Get any next-generation Galaxy at Sprint, and you'll get a Galaxy S10e to use on us with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right, a Galaxy S10e lease on us with any next-generation Galaxy phone. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless, epic pro-quality images. Capture the world as you see it, and the wireless power share feature lets you give a power boost to other devices. The Galaxy S10e also includes a nearly frameless infinity display and an all-day intelligent battery. Get yourself a next-generation Galaxy phone at Sprint and get a Samsung Galaxy S10e to use on us with a Sprint Flex lease. Visit a local Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Galaxy S10, $37.50 per month. Galaxy S10 Plus, $41.67 per month. Second Galaxy S10e, $0 per month after $31.25 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not available everywhere.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out, the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, it could save you thousands. We're the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Are you in any of the construction trades? Armor Metals pays top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, and peripheries. 8300 National Highway in Pennsauken, or call 856-665-5715.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than JL Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens. Crystal clear, action comes alive right at you. It's awesome. Plus, they got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Welcome back to 97.5, the Fanatic. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Raynor Services. Raynor Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RaynorServicesNewJersey.com for information. Philadelphia 76ers, 106-89 winners over the Indiana Pacers today. The 11 points they allowed in the third quarter are the fewest points allowed in any quarter this season. They also outscored Indiana 55-30 in the second half. Indiana shot 9 of 38 in the second half. So it was defensively defensive effort for sure. Joel Embiid picked up his 49th double-double of the season and his 24th 30-point, 10-rebound game of this year. He was outstanding in his return to the lineup after missing the previous 8 games because of his tendonitis in his knee. He may have started a little slow. He may have looked winded. But at the end of the day, his numbers were phenomenal, and his presence defensively makes this team look totally different. We go back to the line. Eric is with us in North Philly. Eric, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
D-Line.
Eric, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Did you watch that game?
Actually, I didn't get to watch it. I listened a little bit, and we was losing. But like I said, like by the time I turned back to it, we had caught back up. So, you know, everything was looking good for the most part. But I wanted to talk playoffs and stuff that Jimmy Butler was talking about as far as the defense and all that. My problem is I don't understand what the Sixers' like problem is when it comes to Boston and things like that. Did you hear when they said what they say, D? They said that the Sixers we're trying to avoid Boston. Where'd that come from?
I think it was on one of the national games this week, which they had probably the Houston game or the one before that. I don't think Chicago was a national game.
Yeah.
So one of those, it came up in conversation, and I think it was because of their record against Boston.
Right.
Has not been good.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't say that, and that's not Philly. Like,
it was the Chicago game.
We need to avoid Boston. We need to avoid Boston. No, we don't. We need to learn how to stay home and play defense, because they leave Al Horford wide open, and it's like, I don't understand. We just need to find a solution to this defense.
Well, they're going to have a chance, one last chance before the postseason to show that they can handle Boston, and I believe that date is March 20th.
Yeah, because, you know, what about Milwaukee and Toronto? I mean, we can't seem to get over the hump with none of the top teams in the East, D. I mean, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee. I mean, we'll be just going to get out of the first round and that's it.
Well, two things. This particular group with Tobias has not played. I mean, he did play against Boston once, but it's new. It was new at that point, right? So
right.
I think I would like to see a healthy Embiid, a group that has played together. So these two coming up, Milwaukee on Sunday and Boston on March 20th.
They're see how we fare.
Yeah, I want to see, right. And it has to look good.
They do. They yep. Got to, because once the playoffs come, we definitely going to have to play these teams. We got to get over to Toronto. It's like when Kawhi Leonard is in, he do what he want. Al Horford, Marcus Smart, they do what they want. We have to find, you know, like something that we have to find something, D.
Yep.
And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Eric. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling The Fanatic. No, I agree, but I do think some of those matchups earlier were not, and I'm not blaming it, or it's not an excuse. It's just that it was a different team. And so to truly judge it, now, obviously people will look at the fact that Boston has had the Sixers number is fair, and it is accurate. I actually think Boston's has its own problems, but all of a sudden they've won 3 in a row, and Kyrie was smiling last night after, I don't know if anybody heard, but Charles Barkley said he looks like the most miserable human being at all times. It was hysterical, but not last night. And then the guy was, they beat up on a Lakers team that has absolutely folded on this season. But still, you know, I agree with him. I don't think you per se want to be avoiding Boston. Now, if you're trying to avoid the 4-5 matchup because it's two good teams too closely connected or too closely talent-wise, I get that. But you got to be careful what you wish for. We go back to the phone lines, and we are joined by Jake in Harrisburg. Jake, thanks for calling the Fanatic. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Honestly, that was a huge win. I mean, any game that you can swing between the three and all the way to the five seed, and you get the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there.
I would have been immensely discouraged after how they played again in the ending against the Bulls, the poor shooting performance against Houston, and coming out with an L tonight. I would have been 100% discouraged. Unlike the caller earlier, I would have been down in my sorrows. But I wanted to do a little bit of a breakdown of the end of season. That we're within 15 games, so there's a little bit of a chance to break it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny that a lot of people talk about the Boston Sixer matchup. I honestly, when I break down the final 15 games, I actually don't see a potential possibility that they're going to play Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'll break it down a little bit why I feel that way. The Sixers in their last 15 games only play five teams with a winning record. And one of those is Brooklyn. If they handle their business, they should be able to remain in the third seed.
Sure.
Boston plays eight teams with winning records, and Boston's somewhat, for at least the last couple games, has figured it out. So I project Boston into the four seed, and I would really hope that Philly can keep them at bay there. Indiana has one of the toughest schedules in the entire NBA coming up.
Yeah, they do.
They play 12 out of 15 teams above 500 record, and a big amount of them are Western Conference elite teams.
Yeah, and as well as they've done in the absence of Oladipo, they are 4-6 in their last 10.
Yes, and they have a brutal, brutal schedule coming up. So I honestly see them falling. I don't see them falling any further because they're 7.5 above Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now Detroit's playing very good basketball. I don't know if anybody's taken notice of them.
I have.
They're 12-3 in their last 15 games, and they have only lost, I believe, twice since the All-Star break. They're playing really well, and they've played against some elite competition as well. I put them in the sixth seed above Brooklyn. So I potentially see a matchup for the Sixers, 3-6 versus
Detroit. Yeah, which will be a riot, because then we'll be talking about the real estate that Embiid owns in Drummond's head. We'll be talking about how do you slow down a Blake Griffin. That would be an interesting matchup for sure.
That's the matchup that I want. I want a 3-6 matchup versus Detroit over a 4-5 with Indiana. But I honestly don't see that the 4-5 with Boston is actually a potential when you look at the breakdown the last.
Yeah, not when you break it down like that. But I'm not sure that Brooklyn. I didn't look at Brooklyn's schedule to see, because they're only a half game behind Detroit.
Brooklyn is a lot harder than Detroit.
It is? Okay, I'll trust you on that.
Yeah.
All right. I like the breakdown,
thank you
Jake.
So much.
Absolutely. See, when you get to 15, people like Jake can break it down. Look at the schedule and see. I only win as far out as each week. Like right now, I know that it's the Cavs and Kings at home, and then next Sunday against Milwaukee in Milwaukee. And then I looked at with Boston. They're at the Clippers tomorrow night, and then they're home with Sacramento and Atlanta. So I'm just doing them in chunks. But if it does hold up exactly as Jake just said, and how the standings are right now, it would be the Sixers against the Pistons in a first-round matchup. And I think there'd be some fun storylines there for sure. 610-632-0975. Sean is with us in Limerick. Sean, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Dee, enjoyed listening to you. That was a great breakdown by the last caller. So
yeah, wasn't it? I like when people go through all. I do them in smaller chunks, but that was pretty
and
good.
It sounds really good too, actually. Yeah. So I think we definitely should be in good position to get the three seed. I love Brett Brown. I mean, the guy, for what he's been through the process and the losing and positivity and the culture he's building. I guess my only criticism or concern is that he does not have. Like the end of games, we've lost a lot of close games. The playoffs, you're not going to have, Ben's not going to be able to fly down the court and dunk the ball.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It seems like the only play that we run is a dribble handoff to JJ. And I think the NBA has sort of figured that out, at least the teams in the Eastern Conference, and they defend it really well. I think that's part of the reason, JJ's had some open looks he's missed, but I think we got to figure out another way or new wrinkle to the offense to get him open. I think that defensively, what Boston does quite well, which I think one of your callers said with Horford, and even I think in the first half today, is Embiid's got to get out on that pick and roll with the shooting guard or the three.
Yep.
He's not getting out. And we got to change our, you know, so I think, and then the last piece I have is, so if I was Brett Brown today, after not having Joel in for, you know, 8 games, why didn't we go to him at the beginning of the game down low? The first 3 or 4 shots were 3-point shots. Like, that's the head coach's responsibility, right? To sort of, you know, set the offensive tone, get him involved immediately.
Well, that's not unusual for Brett. Like, even, I think he lets those guys let the game come to them. And I think one of the things with Joel, when he's been out for a while, it takes him a little time to kind of get back in there. I know what you're saying. You would like him to have gone to the low block, called for the ball, and pounded inside. That's what you were hoping
for. That's what he did in the second half, and look at the results. I mean,
right.
He couldn't stop him.
But keep in mind, I thought he looked incredibly lethargic in the first half. So I was actually surprised that it didn't go the other way, where he looked good early and faded. Because that would seem to make more sense, but instead he did the other. He looked very, very tired in the beginning
And he looked a little frustrated. His rhythm wasn't there. Yep, the timing wasn't there.
And he got called for those. Yeah, he was very frustrated on the one foul.
Oh, yeah. I would be too.
Yeah.
I think that's where the coach comes in and says, you know what? I got to get this guy involved. He's struggling a little bit. I got to get him down. Maybe, you know, his anywhere from 12 feet in, he's unstoppable.
Yeah, he really. That's the one thing that when we talk about postseason matchups, technically, you should not be able to stop that guy.
What will happen, though, when we face the Bostons and the Toronto?
Al Horford brings them away from the basket, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that is a problem. They got to think about that before. Well, we'll see what happens when they meet them.
And then
the last
thing I was going to say is we have plenty of offense. I think his rotations look pretty good. They showed a stat today. We're the only team in the NBA that has 5 guys averaging over 17 points. I think we're third in the NBA in points scored.
Yep.
I think it's the defense we got to fix. But I enjoyed listening to you. Take care.
I appreciate it, Sean. I would agree that defensively they can be better than they are. And I don't think it's as simple as saying, well, with Embiid back, that will be the case. I think today was certainly an excellent starting point when you hold the opponent to 37% shooting, 89 points, which actually was the fewest points by an opponent this year against the Sixers. And to have been able to score, really, they outscored them 55-30 in the second half. And Embiid was huge in the fourth when he scored 18 of his 33. We go to Charles in Philly. Charles, thank you for calling the Fanatic. How are you on this Sunday?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
I thought Philadelphia was we're supposed to be considered a very intelligent fan base. If that's the case, how in the world could anyone say that they think that Mike Connolly would be better than Ben Simmons? I think that's the most ridiculous.
That's not what he said. He was saying the style of play of a Mike Connolly would be better for the makeup of the team, that style of point guard.
That's still a bad take. And I think people just look at the scoring aspect, well, the taking shot aspect, and not realize that he can switch defensively on all 5 positions on the court, which is probably the only person in the NBA, only guard, quotation mark, that could do that, that can guard every position.
I agree. I mean, I do think there's some validity to the fact that in postseason games, when the pace is slower, Ben Simmons not wanting to have the ball in a close game because he can't make free throws, and his not wanting to pull up for that 15-footer when he is left completely alone, there is validity to that.
Well, in the last month, you don't think that he's changed his game quite a bit and has become more aggressive?
I think he's playing more aggressive, but I don't see any jumpers.
Well, he's not, three-point. Taking that fadeaway jumper where he is backing down. You're right, it's not a straight-up.
Yeah, and I do like his jump hook. I'll give you that. But I don't like at the end of a game, especially I can go to the Chicago game. He's sending Jonathan. Was it the Chicago game? Maybe not. No, Chicago was the Mike Scott. But there are end of games where he is literally sending somebody else to go catch the ball because he does not want to get fouled.
Yeah, well, that's.
And I think that is a big problem with your all-star point guard.
Right. The foul shots, I agree with. I think need to be improved even more than the jump shooting at this point. That's even more crucial.
I totally agree. And I cannot believe that it has not improved. He's still shooting 58%.
Yeah, because there was a little while there, maybe right before the All-Star break, where he was actually, it seemed like he was shooting about 65% or whatnot for that stretch, that he was shooting pretty well for him. And then now he's fallen off again, where you figure he goes a lot.
What are they in, 67 games? Yeah, I just thought the one thing he would come back with this year, I thought he was going to be a better free throw shooter, and that's just not the case.
If we could get 70%, that would be beautiful. But
are you kidding? I'd be doing a victory dance for him.
I just find the word crippling in Ben Simmons to be a little bit of an outrage.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Look, he is a very, very unique talent. That's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. And you know what? A lot of times, like even today, he has his 15 points, 6 assists. He's 6 of 10 from the floor. But I understand the people who have concerns. What is going to happen when it's like they have these visions of what Boston did to him last year, showing him a wall? I mean, it may be again. And until something's different, I understand the concern there. We go to Dan in Northeast. Dan, thanks for calling The Fanatic.
Hi, D. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most of the guys, previous calls have touched on some of the points, but...
That's okay. The more the merrier, Dan.
Right. Well, one thing I like, in the third quarter, you noticed that it was Turner and Sabonis both had 4 fouls.
Yep.
You know, and that's because Joel was punishing them down low. I think if he does more of that, I mean, as was previously stated, he's pretty much unstoppable. He's one of the biggest guys in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to see. I don't know what he... No, you know what? He was 1 of 5 in the third. I think you're... It was... Well, that's fine, though. You are right that he did get to the line for 6 free throws.
Yeah, but I mean, the Pacers' front line was in foul trouble in the third period, you know, because they couldn't stop him. So, you know, if he just stays down low, you know, he can do that to practically any team.
Sure. Well, you know, one of my things I said, maybe my favorite part of his stat line was the fact that he only attempted 2 3-pointers.
Right.
I'm like, yay. I don't even care that he didn't make them. Just don't shoot 6. I hate that number.
I know you can hit him sometime, but it's like, I don't know. Do you think maybe his conditioning plays a part of that?
I think so. That's a great, absolutely. I think, which is why I was a little surprised that he only took 2, because I figured he was winded. He looked tired early on, and usually that is the case. You'll see him. He's always, like, he might be the trailer, and they'll pop it to him at the top of the key there, and that's when he shoots it. And it's usually because he's the last guy down.
Exactly.
Yep.
But I think our starting lineup especially, I think we can play with any team in the league. If we get bench production, I think we can at least go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, that was one of the things that I did like about today. I liked how he being Brett Brown, seems more committed to those 4 guys off the bench instead of saying, all right, maybe it's Simmons. Maybe it's... who's the other one? Oh, Jonah. Maybe it's Jonah Bolden. You know, to me, he seemed very committed to who he wanted to use, how many minutes he was going to use them. You know, Amir got 17. TJ McConnell got 13 minutes. Scott was the one who plays more, and that's all right. He's the best defender of those guys, and he played 25.
Yeah. Just one final thing, Dee.
Yes.
One of the calls mentioned about being afraid of Boston. Actually, Paul Pierce said that on the pregame. So,
oh, is that?
Well, I was saying. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I appreciate you said that to me.
No problem, Dan. No. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks for calling The Fanatic. I appreciate it, Dan. Oh, I should have known it was Paul Pierce. Stirring up trouble, Paul Pierce. 610-632-0975. We go to Mike in D.C. Mike, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing? So I preface all this with I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan and a all Philly fan that lives in D.C.
Wait, what was the second one?
So I love all Philly sports.
Oh, all Phillies and a Cowboys.
Minus the Eagles.
I got you. All right.
That was terrible.
long story. But anyway, so I preface all this with, I think we're being way too nice to Brett Brown. As much as I like him as a human being.
Yes.
Any other team, any other coach that would have 2, arguably 5 All-Stars in their team. And get the production that we get,
I mean, Greg Popovich, he would win 65 games with this team. I love my team. I love the guys that watch the game today. But I go back to, I just think that we're being way too nice to our team. We make excuses for Simmons. We make excuses for Embiid. We make excuses for, you know, I mean, Philly's a town that criticizes every sports team that we have. And then I watch our guys play, and I watch us make excuses for the production that we get. I sit there and I scratch my head. Now, granted, I watch my Cowboys, and they're horrible, and they disappoint me. I watch the, you know, the Flyers, and they disappoint me. I watch the Phillies, and they disappoint me. And then,
well, I don't think the Phillies are going to disappoint you. They could be excited.
I hope not. Hey, yeah. My Harper jersey is on its way, so, and I'm going to wear it with pride around all the people in D.C. But at the same time,
well, I don't think the team that, like, I'll just go, Vegas is usually pretty good. And the team that that Brett Brown had to start this year was predicted to, the over-under, I believe, was 52 or 52 and a half. So I don't think Greg Popovich would win 65 games with a Dario Saric and a Robert Covington. I don't know.
I love Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah.
Guy can't make a shot. I mean, I love him. I watch him. My kids, you know, around the house and jump up and down. And do you think that Brett Brown's coming back next year? My brother lives in Philly, and he says he's coming back. I said, maybe he's not coming back.
Well,
I don't know.
I think all things will be on the table depending on how the spring rolls out. But I don't think that saying one way or the other now, no, whoever says something about that, that's silly. They don't know, because you don't know what's going to happen in the postseason. And I think all of them, a lot of it's going to be judged on what happens in the playoffs. For the coaching staff, for players, for deciding on max deals, for deciding on who you keep. Absolutely. I think it's all on the table.
And the way we're playing right now, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we win two series. I wouldn't be surprised if we went out in the first round. It's as much as that pains me to say that.
I hear you. All right, Mike, thank you for calling, and keep your sports teams in order there. That's a little potpourri, I say. I don't think they will lose in the first round. I really don't. I think that they, barring injury, I believe that the way they are constructed, and they will be playing good basketball come that first round. I believe they will have home court advantage. I don't see them slipping. Possibly they could slip to the fourth. Now that they have the third, I think they will do everything they can, and I think they will be focused on staying in that third seed. 610-632-0975. Mike and Ashton, we're coming back to you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up with Alexa. And 97.5 The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity X5. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second, plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer ends 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual fees vary.
If you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. There are tons of sports to choose from, too. And FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere in Jersey. jersey, go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched The Net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
At Macy's, we are committed to our communities and the causes we all care about. That's why Macy's colleagues have volunteered more than 132,000 hours of service to countless local causes across the country. Because we're committed to sharing joy and being there in times of need. With generous help from customers like you, we raised more than $49 million for charity last year alone through programs like the Big Give Back. Find out more and join us in helping your community year-round at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. In case you missed it, the Sixers welcome Joel Embiid back to the lineup today after he had missed the previous 8 games because of tendonitis in his knee. Well, he certainly looked like his knee wasn't bothering him. He finished with 33 points, 18 of which came in the fourth quarter. He was 11 of 21 from the floor, 11 of 15 at the foul line. He anchored a defense that held the Indiana Pacers to 89 points and just 37% shooting. And with the victory, the Sixers are now in the third seed in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. And if the playoffs were to start today, we love that line, right? They would be in a 7-game series with the Detroit Pistons. And the Pistons, just for sake, are on a 5-game winning streak. They're 8-2 in their last 10. I believe they are 12-3 since the All-Star break, so they are playing good basketball, but that would be the matchup currently. I guess what it seems like since Embiid had been sidelined, people were concerned and they went 4-4 without him. And there was also the way they lost a couple of those games, including the one in Chicago. And then really, in my opinion, the one in Houston the other day was lackluster. They were down in a heartbeat and never really seemed like they had it in them to even make a charge. But that was not the case today. And they were down 8 at the half. A lot of times they build the early lead and then let an opponent back in it. In this case, they were the ones down. They were down by as many as 14. But they had such a good defensive effort in the third quarter when they held the Pacers 3 of 20 shooting. And then in the fourth, Embiid took over offensively, scored his 18. As a group, they outscored the Pacers 34-19. And that was all she wrote. So I think there are a lot of things from today's game. And the Pacers are a good team. I know they're lacking Oladipo, but they have managed to stay pretty good, even in his absence. And I thought the way the Sixers handled them defensively in the second half was really an encouraging sign. I go to Ashton in Radnor. Ashton, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. First of all, I wanted to say I think you're terrific at what you do. You have been a huge part of my childhood, and I've always wanted to talk to you on the phone. I never really called in, and now I have my chance.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to talk about Brett Brown, his rotations, and his relationship with Elton Brand.
Sure.
I just, honestly, when he puts TJ and JJ on the court at the same time,
yeah, that's not
that baffles me.
Yeah, that's. I don't think, was that the case today? I didn't really see them on the floor. Maybe they were. I'll have to go and look.
No, they were. They were, and they were against the Rockets as well. It seems as if he makes substitutions based on clockwork instead of matchups.
Oh, he definitely does it by clockwork. You are correct on that.
And I mean, is that the recipe for success, though? Is that what this team needs?
Well, a lot of times players like to know when they're getting subbed for, especially your main guys. Okay. So they like to know when their minutes are coming. Because it is a rhythm thing for a lot of people.
Right.
Now, that can get disrupted because of a matchup, especially later in a game and if it's close.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
My last point, we know Brett Brown spent the last summer by himself as GM and head coach, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So he hired Elton Brand. Do you think, I know Elton Brand's expectations are high this year. You said Eastern Conference Finals it's a disappointment. Now, the fact that Brett Brown hired Elton Brand himself, do you think that's going to give Elton Brand, you think that's going to give Brett Brown a longer leash?
Well, first,
I'm going to let you answer that. I'm going to hang up, all right?
I appreciate that, Ashton. Thank you for calling 97.5. I will say this. I don't think I would say Brett Brown hired Elton Brand. I think the organization hired Brett Brown. I mean, hired Elton Brand with Brett Brown being part of that. But I think that is definitely a Josh Harris signing off on that. And I would say that absolutely Elton and the others that interviewed for that position, Brett would have been part of that. But ownership was definitely part of that as well. And then in terms of having a longer leash, I will say this, the tandems of GMs and coaches that have been hired together, or which in this case would be true because Brett did sign off on Elton with ownership, that I think those tandems tend to have longer leashes, yes. I guess the immediate one I always think of is Popovich and RC down in San Antonio. I mean, I don't think anything happens where the both of them don't do basketball decisions together. And I think the ones where maybe the GM was there first, he brings in the coach, that's generally a good thing. But if a coach was there and then the GM comes, a lot of times people think, well, that's not his guy. Like when Colangelo came, people thought that would be trouble for Brett Brown because whenever Rocky Road was going to be hit, the first guy that you whack would be the guy that you didn't hire. And that would have been the case. But in stranger things, we know what happened. And now we have Elton Brand as the general manager. So I hope that answers your question, that I do think the two of them do work in tandem. 610-632-0975. I go to Brad and Wayne. Brad, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Dee, how you doing tonight?
Doing well.
Good. Always good to hear your voice there. Hey, listen, just going off of the Brett Down conversation, you had a couple calls ago, and the fellow was kind of like not looking forward to Brett coming back. And
oh, yeah, Mike from D.C., he didn't want him back.
Yeah, I thought it was very kind when the last comment he made was that Simmons can't hit an outside shot, which, you know, so that's on Brett.
I thought the same thing. I didn't say it, but I thought the exact same thing. How did we go from I can't bring him back and then because Simmons doesn't make a shot? I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, be careful what you wish for, because if you remember last year, you know, Brad Stevens was a genius. Brad Stevens was this. And I know when he matched up against Brett, didn't look good last year. But look at Brad gets Kyrie back and Taylor back this year. And, hey, it didn't work out so well initially, right?
They've won three in a row now. But, yes, they've had a lot of struggles.
He struggled for most of the season so far, trying to blend that team back together. You know, when you look at Brett this season, he's really had three different teams on the court.
That's what I said. Yep. Totally.
And now Joel's come, you know, Joel's out for almost a month, and then he should be gelling with his team. So, you know, when I look at, for instance, simple things from a micro level, you look at that, I guess it was a Bulls game, and you look at the sloppy passes. We had no legit five in there at that time.
No, you didn't.
The mirror, and they were playing Patton, and you know, then they blast Brett for the game. I mean, there were so many turnovers, false court passes, just fundamentally unsound things that you learn in CYO ball. I'm going to myself, you know, that's not Brett. I guess you all circle it all back there and say he's not, you know, he's not on them. He doesn't discipline them. Whatever.
Right. That sometimes that's what people think. I will say the only thing I will say about that game, clearly the communication coming out of that timeout at the end of the game when Zach LaVine got the ball as the inbounder, which is always the most dangerous guy, that communication, I understand if people want to say that's your job to make sure everybody knows what we're doing. And clearly Mike Scott and Jimmy Butler did not.
Again, to that point, I hear you, but come on.
Yeah.
Between Scott and Butler, I mean, Scott can do. But come on, you can't communicate on a switch like that. Why are you chasing Lopez, first of all? I mean, you know, he's not the guy that's going to kill you in that situation. And then Simmons bringing the ball up with under a minute, pushing the ball up. Like, you got to run clock again. That's the CYO. You know?
Yeah, no, execution. Absolutely.
You know that stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So be careful what you wish for, Philly, because Brett's going to find a job. We've come through the process. I'm still on Brett's bandwagon right now. I love to see the guys stay with us, but I understand when you look at some of the matchups, the transition game, you know, you scratch your head with some of the decisions, but all in all, man, let's just pump the brakes and get in the playoffs and
see what happens.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate the call, Brad.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday. Rest of Sunday. No, I agree, but if I say that, then I'm being an apologist. I do think there's a lot of positives that have come from Brett being the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. And as I keep saying, I really do believe he has used this regular season to experiment and figure out things with his rotations, things with his defense, and so that he can play the best, he being his team, play the best postseason basketball. I think he learned a lot from last year. And unfortunately, until you get to the postseason, you can't see exactly what he has learned and what he has tried to impart to his team, because some of this stuff doesn't show itself until the postseason when pace slows down, you know, how they score the ball, what they will do defensively when an Al Horford tries to, if they don't see Al Horford, when somebody tries to pull an Embiid away from the basket, which is actually how they got beat in that one game when Covington ended up on Horford down low in the game in Boston last year. So, I mean, I think there's just a lot that has gone into making sure they are better when the postseason rolls around. 610-632-0975. We'll take a look at the schedule. We'll talk about the week ahead coming up. The Sixers are currently the third seed. They have the Cavs, Kings, and Bucks on tap this week. Do you need 3-0? 2-1, would that be good enough? And if it is 2-1, if they don't beat Milwaukee, what will it say to you about who they are? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you here on this Sunday evening. Earlier today, the Sixers improved to 42-25 on the season, beating the Indiana Pacers 106-89. Huge second half defensively when they held the Pacers 9 of 38 shooting and got big numbers out of Joel Embiid in his first game back, post-All-Star, actually. He had 33 points and 12 rebounds in 28 minutes of work. It was his 24th 30-10 game of this season and his 49th double-double.
The kid is a baller.
The kid is a baller. So we've been talking about that, and really if it helped ease any thoughts you had about they weren't looking very good. They were 4-4 in his absence. People were worried about Embiid. What would he look like when he came back? I thought it was really impressive that he looked better as the game went on, and he had a monster fourth quarter where he was a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor and had the 18 points. I have to read this one. A guy sent me something on Twitter. His name is Hakeem. He said, I am born and raised in Philadelphia, living in Atlanta, and I cannot believe these clowns back home hating on Simmons. They have never seen point guard play better since Maurice was shipped off to the Spurs in 1987. So I started thinking about point guard play. I mean, I was a big Andre Miller fan, so I got to give a shout out to Andre Miller, but that he was the caliber of, and you know, we're talking about an all-star point guard in Ben Simmons. But when he says hating on, I think people aren't hating. They have problems or see flaws in his game in terms of his lack of shooting and lack of free throw shooting. And yes, he gets you 17 points. He shoots a high percentage. He was 6 of 10 from the floor. He'll get you almost 8 assists he's averaging. All of that is true. But when they start nitpicking, it's usually about things, the flaws, which rear their ugly head in tight situations. We go to Mike and Del Ran. Mike, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
How are you?
Hey, not too bad. I got a couple things real quick.
Let me hear.
All right, first, if anybody out there is deciding to call the radio station, then you're going to start your sentence off with, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I should just don't call. Because that makes everything you say after that.
Everybody tunes you
no
out.
No one cares, pretty much. Exactly. Nobody cares. And I think it was that same caller that talked about how Greg Popovich could win 65 games with his team. Greg, no coach in NBA history is going to win 65 games with a bench that only scores 8 points in the first half. That's a huge problem. I know Mike Scott sometimes can have a great game, but it's not going to happen all the time. There's no spark off the bench on this team. I've voiced my displeasures about certain things about Brett Brown and Ben Simmons all season. But, you know, today didn't kind of quiet those concerns, but I could see what happens when the crowd rides the team in the first half. They come out and they play pretty good in the second half.
Yeah, I think we see a little more of the opposite. I think they have bad third quarters a lot.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Today was a different story.
I know, which was nice.
Here's my question for you. It's our sports opinion.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Does it make sense that one of these five, maybe even two of them, should come off the bench, right? And I know it sounds crazy. I know you don't want to put a guy like Jimmy Butler to start a game off the bench or Ben Simmons to start off the bench, but does it make sense maybe to have Tobias and JJ come off the bench and let some other guy start? You need a spark off the bench, especially when it's playoff time. And right now, TJ McConnell's hustle is great, but they don't have that consistent spark. What are your thoughts? Have a good one, Dave.
I appreciate it, Mike. I will say this, and I often look at Golden State, and I think to myself, well, who's their spark off the bench? I think their bench gets it done with other starters on the floor with them. I think that's what, when you have a starting five like a Golden State or like the Sixers currently have, I think more important, the spark off the bench has to be a fivesome that works. So maybe two of your guys off the bench, so you can't just look at the bench production at the end of the game and say your bench gave you 8 points, as you said, in the first half. It's more, were they productive as a fivesome, whatever the lineup was, once he goes to the bench? That's what I would say. And I think, in particular today, I like the four guys and how Brett, you subbed them in and the minutes that they played. Chris, you're my last caller here on this Sunday night. Thank you. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
No, thank you, D, for taking my call before you get out of there. You know what? After everything that's been said, after everything that I saw today, I still think this is a team trying to find its way without when they had, because when they got these guys, you know, they lost Joel like a week, 2 weeks ago. Like, the fact that they have been still trying, I think they're, like I said, still trying to find their way. But I got to wonder, are we trying to fit square holes and square pegs and round holes here? Or do you think these guys actually, like Tobias fits, and that was a guy like that, you know, could create his own shot? Like, sometimes I watch when he tries to chuck up a three or he just passes. Like, I need guys that drive to the rim and actually make, like, JJ or Jimmy, I think, is kind of what I'm talking about, Ben as well. But, like, do you get that sense at all?
With Tobias?
These were just talented guys that they brought with Tobias, Jimmy, Boba, you name it. Whoever, like the guys they brought in here this year, we're looking at star power versus fit.
Well, I will say this. I actually think Tobias is an excellent fit, in my opinion, because I think he can make a shot. He can take you off the dribble. And I do think that he often is the guy who gets going first. He ended up shooting 7 of 16 today, but I felt like early on when the others were struggling, and Embiid in particular was struggling in the early going, that I thought Tobias was good. I think it does look at times when JJ can't make an outside shot, it makes the whole thing kind of look like exactly how you described it. JJ has to be able to come off Embiid or whoever's in there at that point and make more shots than he's making right now.
Okay, then here's, you know, and I think they're still trying to fit, you know, getting Joe back and putting it in with what they have. But here's my real problem, D.
Yep.
You know, is it the players not adapting, or is it really Billy Lang this bad to where, you know, even when you have players you think should be able to play good, have shown they could play defense, they just come in here and throw up a dud? Like, you know, is that more an indictment on the coach or the players for not, you know, like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm trying to figure out what the heck though is going on to why this defense is still continuously this bad, and I can't put my thumb on it, D.
All right, Chris, I'm going to have to let you go because I'm running out of time. Andrew Salchunas is taking over. But, Chris, I'll say this. Today is not the day to be telling me that the defense is bad because they outscored, or they held Indiana to 32nd half points on 9 of 38 shooting, 37% for the entire game. So, I mean, and Embiid was back. So I would say, if you want more of a sample with Embiid back in there, then let's talk next Sunday, and I'll look at the defensive numbers starting with today's game. So we'll have four games to talk about of if they are better defensively with the return of Joel Embiid. That's what I would say about that. It's been a blast. Thanks for calling. Thanks to Tyler behind the glass. And we have 15 games remaining. Andrew Salchunas is coming up next. I'm sure he has a great show in store for you. Until next weekend, I'm Dee Lynam. Thanks for listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.